Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting 6th. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gus Dugas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting 8th. The catcher, Hal Finney. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Swietonik. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Swietonik. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into left field. Dugas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive towards short. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr takes first base on ball 4. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is hit by the pitch. Suhr moves to second. Steve Swietonik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swietonik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Brenzel now catching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenzel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Duga settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Suhr hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr scoops it up and throws to first, with Swetonic covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive towards short. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swetonic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swetonic is 0 for 1 in the game. Swetonic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malone hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swetonic fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swetonic fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Trainer takes first base on ball 4. Peete moves to second. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Suhr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peete scores. Trainer moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugas hits a fly ball towards right. Taylor settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Taylor. Trainer scores. Suhr moves to third. Dugas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Pirates. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenzel hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Steve Swetonik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swetonik is 0 for 2 in the game. Swetonik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley pinch runs for Gabby Hartnett. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. Harry Taylor pinch hits for Pat Malone. Harry Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swetonik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jackie May now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Grimm. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Suhr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swetonik fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.